Most people know that most corporate CEOs are paid a lot. The ratio of CEO pay to average worker pay is 273-1, compared to 20-1 in 1965, according to the Washington Post. But what does all that money buy? Crime or incompetence, it turns out. About 40% of corporate America's highest-paid executives over the last 20 years performed poorly, according to a new report from the Institute for Policy Studies, which conducted a thorough performance review of CEOs who ranked among America's 25 highest-paid CEOs in one or more of the past two decades. They found many to have been bailed out, booted, or busted. The bailed out led firms that folded or got taxpayer bailouts after the 2008 financial crash, 22% of the nation's highest-paid CEOs. Richard Fuld enjoyed one of corporate America's largest 25 paychecks for 8 years at Lehman Brothers, for example, until his firm went belly up 5 years ago. The booted are another 8% of the best-rewarded CEOs, those who were fired, not counting those on the bailed-out list. Despite lousy performances, such fired CEOs left with golden parachutes valued at $48 million on average. The busted are yet another 8% of America's highest-paid chief executives, leading companies that had to shell out payments that averaged more than $100 million for fraud-related fines or settlements. The Institute for Policy Studies, IPS, issues such reports annually, and this one, titled Executive Excess 2013, a 20-year review of America's top-paid CEOs, examines the performance of 241 corporate bosses who ranked among America's 25 highest-paid CEOs in the past two decades. The authors write, "All this compensation, corporate spokespeople have continually reminded us, reflects the exceptional value these amply rewarded executives have added to their enterprises. In reality, America's most highly paid executives of the past two decades have added remarkably little value to anything except their own personal portfolios." The report says, "Our analysis reveals widespread poor performance within America's elite CEO circles. Chief executives performing poorly have consistently populated the ranks of our nation's top-paid CEOs. The top five bailed-out corporations with CEOs appearing on the top 25 highest-paid lists since 1993 are AIG, which received $69 billion in bailouts, Citigroup, $50 billion, Bank of America, $45 billion, J.P. Morgan Chase, $25 billion, and Wells Fargo, also $25 billion. The top five executives forced out of their jobs with lavish golden parachute separation pay are Compaq Computer's Eckhart Pfeiffer, Pfizer's Henry McKinnell, Merrill Lynch's E. Stanley O'Neill, KB Home's Bruce Kahrens, and Enron's Kenneth Lay. The top five highly paid executives tied to fraud charges at companies that paid substantial sums in fines and settlements are Oracle's Lawrence Ellison, McKesson's John Hammergren, Bristol-Myers Squibb's Charles Heimbold, and Tide, America Online's Stephen Case, Sharing Plough's Richard J. Cogan, and Cigna's Wilson Taylor. Even if a corporation is not receiving government funds directly, taxpayers subsidize highly paid CEOs through a loophole in the federal tax code. Under current rules, corporations can deduct unlimited amounts off their taxes for the expense of executive stock options and other so-called performance-based pay. So, the more corporations pay CEOs, the less they pay in taxes. IPS researchers note, "This loophole creates a perverse incentive to compensate executives excessively because ordinary taxpayers wind up paying the bill." IPS has ideas for reform that they describe as creative and practical proposals, limiting the deductibility of executive compensation. At a time when Congress is debating sharp cuts to essential public services, corporations are able to avoid paying their fair share of taxes by deducting unlimited amounts from their IRS bill for the cost of executive compensation. CEO worker pay ratio disclosure. 3 years after President Obama signed the Dodd-Frank bill, the Securities and Exchange Commission still has not implemented this common sense transparency measure. Pay restrictions on big banks, which are already regulated, if barely, these days. Within 9 months of the enactment of the Dodd-Frank law, regulators were supposed to have issued guidelines that prohibit large financial institutions from granting incentive-based compensation that, quote, encourages inappropriate risks. regulators are still dragging their feet on this modest reform. Talk about crime and incompetence.